Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Nomar Garciaparra. Batting second. The third baseman, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The catcher, Mike Stanley. Batting fifth. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jeff Fry. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Darren Bragg. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Jesus Tavares. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Aaron Seeley. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting third. The DH, Geronimo Baroa. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Batting 8th. The catcher, Lenny Webster. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott Erickson. And now, play ball. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garciaparra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Garciaparra moves to second. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garciaparra scores. Valentin moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Valentin scores. Vaughn moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vaughn scores. Stanley moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Leary for the out. Stanley moves to third. Jefferson moves to second. One out. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to home to get Stanley. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bragg. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Anderson moves to third. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a line drive towards short. Garciaparra reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Geronimo Baroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baroa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Anderson scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Palmeiro for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jesús Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nomar García Parra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. García Parra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. García Parra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Tavares settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tavares. Surhoff reaches second base with a double. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammonds hits a fly ball into center field. Tavares settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Surhoff scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stanley strikes out. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fry is 0-for-1 in the game. Fry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Leary moves to third. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg is 0-for-1 in the game. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Geronimo Berroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berroa is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Baroa hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jesus Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garciaparra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garciaparra hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-1 in the game. Palmeiro takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up towards third. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Tavares settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Hammonds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Palmeiro trying to get to third. Bragg throws the ball into Valentin, who tags Palmeiro for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Anderson. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Vaughn moves to third. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Vaughn scores. Stanley moves to third. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stanley scores. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Arthur Rhodes now pitching. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fry. The throw from Webster and he is safe. Fry steals second. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg is 0-for-2 in the game. Bragg takes first base on ball 4. Jesus Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavares hits a fly ball into right field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webster strikes out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. Bordick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Anderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Bordick moves to third. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bordick scores. Anderson moves to third. Alomar moves to second. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Geronimo Barroa is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Barroa is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Barroa hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-5, Orioles. John Waston now pitching. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into center field. Taveras settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Taveras settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garciaparra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garciaparra hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Vaughn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Orioles will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garciaparra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hammonds hits a fly ball into center field. Taveras settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Webster moves to second. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Jefferson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stanley moves to second. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Leary hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stanley scores. Jefferson moves to second. It's Red Sox, 6, Orioles, 6. Alan Mills now pitching. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fry hits a line drive into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bragg takes first base on ball 4. Jefferson moves to third. O'Leary moves to second. Scott Hatteberg pinch hits for Jesus Tavares. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Shane Mack pinch hits for Scott Hatteberg. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it and throws to second for the out. Jefferson scores. O'Leary moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garciaparra is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Garciaparra hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Webster scoops up the ball and tags Garciaparra for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Shane Mack now playing center field. Ron Mahaty now pitching. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alomar strikes out. One out. Geronimo Berroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berroa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Berroa hits a pop-up towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Palmeiro hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 7, Orioles, 7. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Valentin. The throw from Webster and he is safe. Valentin steals second. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Vaughn is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-7, Red Sox. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jefferson for the out. 2 outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Orioles 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Butch Henry now pitching. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Surhoff hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Webster hits a pop-up towards third. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Orioles 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Terry Matthews now pitching. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fry is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Surhoff. Fry reaches second base with a double. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Bragg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Anderson. Bragg reaches second base with a double. Fry scores. It's 10-7, Red Sox. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mack bunts towards the mound. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Bragg moves to third. 1 out. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia Parra is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Garcia Parra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bragg scores. It's 11-7, Red Sox. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Valentin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Surhoff. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Garcia Parra moves to third. Mike Johnson now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Vaughn is walked intentionally. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it and throws to second for the out. Garcia Parra scores. Valentin moves to third. 2 outs. It's 12-7, Red Sox. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Jefferson hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Orioles 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bordick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bordick moves to second. Aaron Ledesma pinch hits for Roberto Alomar. Aaron Ledesma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ledesma hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Henry, and towards Garcia Parra, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Bordick moves to third. Anderson moves to second. One out. Geronimo Berroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berroa is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Berroa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Garcia Parra. Bordick scores. Anderson scores. Berroa moves to second. It's 12-9, Red Sox. Heathcliff Slocum now pitching. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berroa moves to third. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-4 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 12, and Baltimore Orioles, 9. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.